Good morning to you. I want to welcome you to Creating Hustle, a show where we like to ask creatives, how did you turn your idea and turn it into a business? You know, something simple. As you know, I am your host, Mush King, and you can only find the show right here on ESPN Richmond 106.1 FM. I want to thank you for joining me wherever you're listening to this at. Just know you're about to get blessed with some dope business tips from creative minds who took their idea and turned it into a money-making business. So I want to thank you for joining me here, where we do this each and every Thursday. That's where you could catch me. And
excuse me if I sound a bit congested, but this AC has just been messing up my little nasal area. It has been super hot everywhere, so I hope that you guys have been staying safe and staying inside, but I'll get more to that later in the show. But if you didn't listen to the last episode of Creating Hustle, then I think you should go back. We had Leo Lysias on here from Music Exclusives. That was a real dope interview with an old friend of mine who has been doing great things with his music blog and, you know, the music site it has transformed into. And he's doing amazing things with upcoming artists and you know, artists that are already established. So
today we are going to get into something about money. Now, if you listen to Create Hustle, then you know that I've spoke to a variety of people who are helping nonprofits get their nonprofits in order, from via funding to grant writers, if you need a grant writer, to people who are just starting up, to people who are a little bit more developed. So I've talked to a lot of people on that spectrum, but today we're going to talk specifically about fundraising. Now, this is a topic that I really wanted to hear about, because as I've been building my business over time, I've struggled with trying to find out different ways that I can, you know, fundraise money for different projects of things that I wanted to do. So as I talk to my guest today, we get into how he's helping nonprofits organize themselves, what we need in order to grow, in order to get to the point where we're able to get funding from places, and then also how you manage your funding once you get it. Like, you have to be responsible about it, but you already know you can get that right here on Creating Hustle, where we like to ask these people these things. So if you want to hear a little bit more about fundraising, then you need to stay tuned, because we are about to talk to my guy Rooney, and he's about to bless you with these tips on fundraising and how to get your organization ready for some funds, some money. So sit back and relax. We're about to slide on into the creative corner and speak to our guy Rooney in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, what's up, everybody? Today we are in the creative corner with my guy Rooney. Now, listen, if you run a nonprofit organization, then maybe this guy is someone that you need to know. Rooney, welcome to the creative corner on Creating Hustle, where we like to ask people, how did you take your idea and turn it into a business? How are you doing today?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me. Now, just to give the people a little bit of background, you are a fundraising strategist. Tell us a little bit about what that is and what you're doing.
Okay, so a fundraising strategist is simply a professional that helps nonprofits and, you know, a list of other entities raise money, right? A lot of nonprofits go about raising money the archaic way. You know, just go out there, put stories out there, yeah. You know, try to attract people to for your fundraiser, right? But what we've seen is life has, you know, gone a bit beyond that, right? So it's gone to the level where nonprofits have to identify the best fundraising strategy for their own organization, and then implement on that to be able to achieve, results. So it's not just about trying to go out there and raise money anymore. Is you identifying what's the best way we can do this and, you know, really harnessing and implementing on that. So that's basically what a fundraising strategist does.
All right. We're in the creative corner on ESPN Richmond 106.1 FM with Rooney, who is a fundraising strategist. Now, when it comes to saying strategist, specialist, things like that, that means that you have to have a little bit of experience under your belt. Tell us a little bit about how you got started with fundraising and how you knew that was the lane that you wanted to become an expert in.
Okay. So I got into those lines 6 years ago when I started my own nonprofit. You know, I struggled, though we found some success, but I struggled. So that, led me down the path to find out, how can I make things better? How can I achieve, much, how can I achieve more impact with little effort? And how can I successfully raise money for whatever program I want to implement? So this led me down the path of learning, reaching out to professionals, mentors, you know, reading, you know, implementing and failing and, you know, finding some success. So a point came and, you know, I had this personal vision of, you know, I want to help humanity. I want to help people be able to, I want to teach people how they can be able to, you know, serve humanity and serve God. So I saw that I could be able to do this best if I could help other nonprofit founders like myself, you know, make this happen for them. So that was how I got into the path of, you know, trying to help other nonprofits. So I started by helping, you know, someone start up a nonprofit, and we found good success. We were able to, you know, build a team, build a nonprofit, got it incorporated and all that. And, you know, that got me down the path of trying to help others start up their nonprofits. And, you know, as time goes by, I began to see where the need is within the nonprofit sector, right? Every nonprofit is looking for money. Every nonprofit needs money, right? Even if you get everything right and you get funding wrong, it may zero your impact, right? But even if you get everything wrong and you get funding right, you need only a little time to be able to get every other thing right. So I knew this was a huge problem in the nonprofit space, and I began developing solutions. I began working with other nonprofits, began achieving, you know, results. And, you know, that got the word all out there. And, you know, people get in touch from time to time to fundraise and, you know, get their nonprofit to the next level.
All right, you're listening to Create and Hustle on ESPN Richmond 106.1. Now, when it, you know, let's just say you have your nonprofit in order, you have it, you know, all the business paperwork that you should have. Like, what are some of the things that you should have, you have to have in order before you even start to think about the fundraising portion of it? Because I know there are certain steps that come before even doing that. So what do you feel are the important steps that one should have already tackled before they start fundraising?
Okay, so what you just talked about, King, we'll call it what we call becoming funding ready, right? We've identified that a lot of organizations are not even ready for the resources they seek, right? It's like having a bank account that can only take $1 million and you're trying to raise $100 million. So what we're trying to do, what a lot of nonprofits must do is become funding ready before they even ask for the first dollar, right? What does it mean to be funding ready? Your organization must be incorporated. You have the paperwork, as you mentioned. You must also have an active board, right? A nonprofit isn't a one-man organization. It's a group of people coming together and say, let's make this happen for the community. So you must have an active board because nobody wants to fund a one-man organization. And that's one thing you must know. The next thing you must have is a strategic plan, right? What a lot of nonprofits have is a business plan, because that's just the ideas of the founder. A strategic plan is you and your board coming together to say, this is what we want to go, this is where we want to go, and this is what we have to do. So that's one factor that has really, you know, affected a lot of nonprofits, because strategic planning itself helps you build community support, helps you reactivate and, you know, build a strong board. Strategic planning helps you basically create a budget. You know exactly what has to be done to, you know, implement on your programs. And you have a document you can share to fundraiser, to shareholders and corporate sponsors, right, after the whole process. So strategic planning is also very important. Another very important aspect of becoming funding ready is accountability and transparency, right? How much have you received before? What did you spend it on? You to be able to show, you know, that, because whoever's going to invest or contribute to your organization wants to know that their money is being spent, you know, the right way. Another factor you should also put into consideration is having the necessary resources and, you know, structures in place. For example, do you need a website? You have to develop a website. Do you need a social media page? Put that in place. Do you need an office space? You get it. Do you need a bank account? Do you need a fundraising link? Do you need, you
know, so these are all things you should get before.
Yeah.
Or when you're thinking about fundraising, these are things you should think about. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Got you. These are the things. Do you need a thank you letter? Do you need a sales page? These things have to be in place, because if they're not in place, you risk your credibility. You know, it's like a donor going through a rough process to donate to your organization may not come back to do so. Mm-hmm. But when it's a smooth process, it's a rewarding process, the donor is more likely to come back to donate to your organization. So these are just some of the things you should have in place before going to make the ask.
Got you. Okay. So we're in the building with Rooney, who is a fundraising strategist for nonprofit organizations. Now, is nonprofits the only realm that you cover, or is that because you know that field? Or do your tips work for fundraising in any field?
Well, my tips work for fundraising in any field. And if you look at my display picture properly, you'd see a book titled Money Sources. Mm-hmm. So that book is basically how you can raise money to start up a business. So that should tell you I also cover businesses. So I also help businesses, I help companies, I help brands who want to, raise money, go global, and do all that good work.
I hear that. The last question, Rooney, I have for you is, how important is the source of where the money comes from? And how can that get you caught up if you're getting it from the wrong spaces and places?
Okay, I think I like that question, because I was writing a corporate sponsorship and that came to me because, you don't want to raise money from the wrong source.
Yes.
Because that's like the worst experience. You may get the money, but you may get all worked up building and maintaining that relationship that you regret even getting the money in the first place.
Yes.
So what we advocate for is the first step is you create one for those who are looking out for corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. What we do is we create a sponsorship policy. So what the sponsorship policy is, the sponsorship policy contains a list of prospective, corporate sponsors. And, those that are the value your organization holds there, your organizational culture, and, those organizations that match those values and cultures you hold there. So this is to ensure that organizations you're reaching out to, aligns with your organization in terms of culture and in terms of value and in terms of ethics. So like what we have today, the abortion and all that that's going making the round, right? There are organizations that are basically into that. So you don't want to go take money from a company that's, pro-abortion and you are against abortion. So you understand.
True. Do your research.
So that's where alignment comes in. Even when you talk about donors, organizations can still do this. Create a donor policy that creates a perfect image of the donor you're looking for, their values, and then you can begin to have, you can begin to see a pattern and see organizations that fall within those categories.
All right. Well, thank Rooney. I want to thank you for all that, all those good gems. Tell the people like what you're doing. Are you offering workshops? Like, how can they contact you in order to, receive some of your services, some of your insight? Tell the people about that.
Okay, so you can reach me directly on my number. I'm always available to talk to you. I'm always available to text back. My number is 719-428-5598. So you can reach me anytime, and I'll be glad to help you. And I'm presently working on, a free resource to help nonprofit organizations, recruit corporate sponsors so they never have to, plead for resources again, right? So once that is out, I'm going to be putting it out there. You can connect with me on Facebook, and you get all these good resources as they're being released.
All right. Well, we'll have all of Rooney's links in the description below. Rooney, I want to thank you for coming on Creating Hustle, where we like to ask creatives, how did you take your idea and turn it into a business? And clearly, you out here raising money for all these businesses. So we appreciate everything that you're doing. So thank you for coming on Creating Hustle.
Yeah, thank you, King. And you're doing a very lovely work here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right.
Hey, what's up, friends? Don't mean to interrupt the show, but I just wanted to tell you something really quick. Sometimes when it comes to promoting our businesses, you just don't have a place to go or you don't have a place to talk about it. So that means you should try to come on Creating Hustle to tell us how you turned your idea into a business. Like, come on up and tell us. So if you think that you have a great story and you'd be a great fit for Creating Hustle, then come on, email me, MushKing, creatinghustle@gmail.com. Also, if you need to promote your business, send me an email, CRE8NHSTLE@gmail.com, and we can talk about the promo deals that we have. And if you're listening to this right now, you, yes, you could get a discount just by letting me know that you heard this ad on Create and Hustle. I want to thank my guy, Rooney, for coming through the Creative Corner and telling me about fundraising and fundraising strategies and everything like that. He definitely dropped some gems that I needed to know, of course, because we're all trying to grow our businesses here. I don't think there's ever a day where you ever stop learning, but be sure to check him out and everything that he's doing. I wanted to ask that question about where the money comes from because I just finished watching Power over again, and I'm just, you know, you always see the politicians who do the fundraising and then they get the money from the drug dealer. So I wanted to ask them what that process is like, because I know there are people that's out there doing this. So folks, listen to Rooney, don't get caught up in the mess by accepting money from everywhere, because every money, you know, all money isn't good money. I'll say that there. But I hope you guys are doing well out here. I didn't even get to address it in the beginning of the show, but there are a lot of crazy things happening in the world right now. And it's important for us to be safe, to be informed, to vote, and to do everything that you should be doing, because, things are just getting wild out here. And I don't think that anybody should have any choice over what anyone does with their body. Like, it's yours. You have to live in it. You have to be seen in it. So, I mean, you don't buy people new clothes when you see their clothes looking raggedy. So why would you, you know, feel the need to address my body like it's clothes or something like that? So I just don't see the point. So be sure to keep yourself informed in everything that's going on, because, you know, this may not affect you, but a change tomorrow could. I am your host, Mush King. Join me here each and every Thursday on ESPN Richmond 106.1, right here on Creating Hustle, where we like to ask friends, how did you take your idea, turn it into a money-making business? And you can catch those tips right here as we talk to creative minds from all over the country and coming up around the world. I'm your host, Mush King. I'll talk to you next week.